capable of breaking over 21 feet of solid ice with a 1¾-inch thick steel hull.
Petty Officer Brian Carr has experienced some of the ice-breaking capabilities of the Polar Star and has his statistics down pat. He's one of the crew of 136 aboard the rebuilt icebreaker, 115 of them making their first trip to the Arctic. Their commanding officer has spent much of his 30 years in the Coast Guard breaking ice.
Pretty much the most fun job on the planet.
Captain George Palacier started as a naval engineer.
We pretty much get to live the Discovery Channel. I mean, where they send us and where we get to go, most people only get to see watching TV or reading about it in a magazine.
That includes deployments to both the Arctic and the Antarctic. It's a toss-up as to which Palacier likes best, though the trip south from the Polar Star's Seattle home port is more diverse, such as crossing the tropics.
Pulling an icebreaker into, say, Tahiti is always interesting.
Penguins greet the ship at the South Pole, polar bears and walrus at the north.
Even the ice that you're actually going through is a little bit different.
On this shakedown trip to the Arctic, the Polar Star found heavier ice than Palacier anticipated.
What we found was all essentially first-year ice where we went, although in the vicinity of Barrow it was all rafted together and piled on top of each other, so it was fairly tough ice.
The ship reached Barrow's ice-choked shore on July 2nd.
We did find that a couple weeks into the trip, the ice was breaking up and receding rapidly. So this trip, there was less ice that we encountered than I've seen in trips past.
The Polar Star spent most of the time in the Beaufort Sea, reaching 78 degrees north latitude.
Not terribly far, but enough to find some nice good ice to play around in for a while and do all our testing.
The rafted ice is some of the hardest to break, a good test for the ship's rebuilt engine, propeller, and navigation systems. The propellers are driven by a diesel-electric or gas turbine power plant. The diesel generators are capable of 18,000 horsepower, and the three turbines, more than 75,000. The thickness of the ice determines which system to use. Palacier gets a real twinkle in his eye when he talks about testing his new ship on the piled-up ice.
We kind of tested the full power by nosing up to a large pressure ridge and, you know, running the turbines one at a time and just running them all the way up through the whole horsepower range, which was kind of neat.
So what does it feel like when the 13,000-ton Polar Star is breaking a mound of ice?
We are one of the few ships on the planet that intentionally run into things. It makes a fair bit of noise and everything shakes.
The entire ship is an icebreaker. And the trials also tested the Polar Star crew, some fresh out of basic training.
You'll be going through the ice and making good progress. If you hit a pressure ridge or a little bit of thicker ice, all of a sudden the ship will lurch off to one side or the other with, you know, not a lot of warning for the folks. So they learn right quick to close or latch open the doors and to hold on.
Palacier says backing up in the ice is one of the more dangerous things to do. The ship draws 31 feet. The propellers are 16 feet in diameter and sit about 15 feet below the waterline.
You know, the spinning propeller will kind of knock the pieces of ice aside. You'll feel it. It's what we call milling ice. And it does feel like all of a sudden your ship's become a giant blender.
The bigger concern is the rudder. So the key, he says, is taking it slow to make sure the rudder remains centered.
So that it's, you know, going directly back into the ice and not getting knocked over to the side and potentially wedged over to the side.
He says backing up is always a little bit tense.
You just take it nice and slow for the back, and then you get a running start at the ice again.
The newly rebuilt Polar Star is the only operating heavy icebreaker in the Coast Guard fleet. Palacier says the Arctic ice trials show she's a better icebreaker now than when commissioned in 1976. He has a list of work to be done in Homeport, then the ship will head south to Antarctica in about 4 months. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.